A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, let's consider the Word of God from the book of Romans, chapter number 8. Let's read from verse number 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Verses 29 and 30 says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. I am speaking on the subject manifest this morning. Manifest. This is an instruction from God that it's time for you to manifest. It's time for you to show. The passage of scriptures makes it clear that although there is a suffering or there are sufferings at this present time, Paul said, I consider, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And so whatever you may be going through at the moment, no matter the level of the trouble or suffering or challenges that you are going through at the moment, the Bible says this cannot be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you. You must understand that there is a glory that God has prepared, that God has packaged to be revealed in you. You have been predestinated to glory. And so by predestination, your destination is glory. By predestination. Glory is where you are going. You have been packaged for glory and not for stories. For this reason, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21 says, these people have I formed for myself, God speaking them, and they shall show forth my praises. God has formed you to show forth his praise. There are glorious things that God is set to reveal in your life. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. There are things that God has prepared for you because you love him. The plan, the purpose, and the program of God for your life is that of glory. Don't forget, glory is your destination. However, according to verse number 18 of this passage, this glory is locked up on your inside, and this glory is waiting to be revealed. God desires to manifest this glory that he has packaged and that is locked up on your inside. This glory that is waiting to be revealed. This glory that the earnest expectation of creation is waiting to see. The world is waiting to see the things that God has packaged with you and in you. The world wants to see. Yes, a desire to manifest. That is the injunction and the mandate of God over my life that I should manifest. Don't forget, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, and in verse number 1, the Bible says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. There is the need for you to arise, and there is the need for you to shine. In other words, there is the need for you to manifest, and God wants to manifest you to your generation. But what are the things that are necessary for me to be manifested? What are those things that I need to experience or to have? How or what do I need to manifest? Is a subject, an issue for consideration this morning. Don't forget, there's a glory on your inside, locked up on your inside. And God wants to reveal that glory. He wants to manifest the glory that is on your inside. He wants to showcase you to your world. But how and what do I need to manifest this glory? What do I need to bring out the glory that God has packaged with me? What do I need to have or to be? Number one, there is the need for you to be loosed. There is the need for you to be delivered. Do not forget that verse number 20 of Romans chapter 8 says, "For the creation was subject to vanity, was subjected to vanity, made subject to futility, not willingly, but by reason of the same that are subjected the same in hope." Verse 21 says, "Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption." So for God to manifest you, or rather for you to manifest to your generation, there is the need for you to first be delivered, for you to be loosed from everything that is holding on to your life and to your destiny. The deliverance of sons precedes the manifestation of sons. The world is waiting. Creation is waiting for your manifestation. But the you that the world is waiting for is made subject by hope. You are subjected to vanity, to futility, not willingly, but by reason of the same that has subjected you in hope. The Bible now says, you in the creation shall be delivered from this bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. There is the need for your deliverance, your rescue from the slave market, deliverance from everything that is holding you bound, so you can manifest the glory of God, you can reveal the glory of God to your generation. In John chapter number 11 and in verse number 44, there was a carrier of glory named Lazarus. Lazarus was a glory to behold, but the enemy cut him short. Sickness hit him down, and death finished what sickness started in Lazarus. Lazarus died and was buried. There was, however, a glory on the inside of Lazarus that was yet to be revealed to his generation. The generation was yet waiting for the manifestation of Lazarus. Yet, death killed Lazarus after sickness had started the deal. Death finished it. Lazarus died. Jesus, however, came to the scene. Jesus said, "This man Lazarus is a carrier of glory. There is a glory that is yet locked up on his inside, and he needs to manifest this glory to his generation." So Jesus Christ said, "You have rolled the stone against the sepulchre of Lazarus. Roll back the stone. Roll it away. Take away the stone from the sepulchre of Lazarus." And Jesus cried with a loud voice in John chapter 11 and in verse 43. Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth." And the Bible says, "And he that had died, he that was dead, came out bound. He came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth." Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Lazarus was about to manifest yet a greater glory. And if you read chapter 12 of the Gospel of St. John, you will discover that people gathered to see Lazarus. The Bible says they gathered not because Jesus was in the house, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. The glory of Lazarus was about to be revealed, but he had to be loosed. So Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." For you to manifest glory, there is the need for you to be loosed from everything that is holding you bound. And that's why you will be loosed today. You will be freed from every sin. Maybe sin is what is holding you bound and preventing your manifestation. It could be a habit, one habit or the other. It could be your past. Your past may be what has been holding you down and preventing the glory of God from being revealed in your life. It could be your background. It could be a past achievement. Past achievement could be what is holding you down from your present glory. And so there is the need for you to be free. There is the need for you to be free from satanic bondage, satanic oppression, for the glory to be revealed in you, for you to manifest to your generation. There is the need for you to be freed. Sons must therefore be delivered before they can manifest. And that is our prayer focus this morning. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, "Father, let me be totally delivered from everything that is holding me bound. Let me be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Lift up your voice and pray. Our Father in heaven, I pray. I ask for deliverance, total deliverance from everything that is holding me down, bound, everything holding me bound, every sin, every habit, every satanic hold upon my life and destiny. I decree my liberty and freedom in the name of Jesus. Let me be delivered, O God, from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and break yourself free from every satanic hold, every family curse, every family covenant, every negative family cycle, everything that is negative that is holding you bound, the past mistakes or error, past glory, everything begin to lose your hold, yourself, begin to lose their hold from your life now. Lift up your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I break loose from every hold from my father's house or mother's house, every negative covenant of my father's house, I break free from such. I desire to manifest. I must manifest your glory. Therefore, I break free from every satanic hold, every family bondage, every collective captivity. I break free from them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of mediocrity, I break myself free from every sin, every habit, everything contrary, I break loose, I break free from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I'd like you to declare now, let every hold, everything holding on to my destiny, loose their grip now in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from every chain upon my hands, from every shackle on my feet. I break free, loose me and let me go. Loose my family, loose my son, my daughter. Let them go in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I decree your total deliverance, that you be broken free from every hold of the devil over your life and destiny, from sin, from habit, from your past. You are free now in the name of Jesus. I declare your deliverance from the bondage of corruption. I declare your freedom into the glorious liberty of the sons in the name of Jesus. You are free to manifest. You are free to be revealed. You will be revealed to your generation. God's name in your life will be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service this Sunday at the Light Cathedral. Time is 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit and 8:30 for the worship service. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us at Etisa Lat Building opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos, and time is 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time is 8 a.m. The Lord bless you as you attend. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.